From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Today, the Food and Drug Administration will come out with new rules requiring restaurants with more than 20 locations to list the calories of the food that's on the menu. Marketplace's Scott Tong has been looking into this. Scott, how will this change what we actually see?
Well, it will change at places where parents like me are the weakest. It'll change at movie theaters, amusement parks, at convenience stores, pizza chains. This is a provision of the Affordable Care Act, David, to combat the country's obesity problem.
Now, you see a lot of the calorie counts in New York City already, and those have scared me off many an ill-advised sticky bun. But what do we know about the actual evidence for whether or not this changes anything?
Well, that many people are kind of like you. One of the largest studies on this took place at Starbucks. It compared stores with calorie signs and those without. Marketing professor Brian Bollinger at Duke was on the study, and this morning he told me that transparency changed things.
People were systematically underestimating the calories in the food items. And so when they saw the information on the boards, they were surprised and then reacted accordingly. Consumers can and will use this information if it's useful for them.
Now, the purchase calories went down just 6%, but it did find that the behavior, David, the behavior change did stick with people.
Changing behavior among consumers, but what about the businesses?
Well, when merchants have to post calorie counts, they start to offer lower calorie choices. There's evidence for that. Now, here in Washington, there's also evidence that industry pushes back. So if there is no if there's no change in the law and it goes through, it takes place in 1 year.
In 1 year. Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. Thank you.